This is Ann Weller for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I will be sharing nutrition information with you. This information is selected from the Nutrition Action Health Letter, a publication of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, based in Washington, D.C. The Center for the Science in the Public Interest was founded in 1971 by three scientists who wanted to apply their academic training to the solving of social problems. The center conducts innovative research and programs in health and nutrition, and it provides consumers with current information about their health and well-being. An independent nonprofit consumer health group, the Center for Science in the Public Interest promotes honest food labeling and advertising, safer and more nutritious foods, and pro-health alcohol policies. The center's work is supported by Nutrition Action Health Letter subscribers and by foundation grants. It accepts no government or industry funding, and Nutrition Action Health Letter, which was first published in 1974, accepts no advertising. The following edition of Nutrition News is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. In the April 2010 issue of Nutrition Action Health Letter, senior nutritionist David Shart investigates probiotics, also referred to as good bacteria. Probiotics can stop gas, constipation, bloating, and diarrhea. They can help you feel slimmer and more energetic. They can protect you against colds, and they can restore your sense of well-being. They might even help children with autism. At least that is the advertising hype. The truth? Some foods with some probiotic bacteria can help some people with some health problems. Which foods? Which probiotics? Which people? Which problems? Well, that's where it starts to get messy. So here's how to begin sorting it out. Is it worth buying foods that contain, quote, beneficial bacteria? The answer is complicated, as even industry-friendly experts admit. Choosing good probiotic products can be very difficult for consumers, says Mary Ellen Sanders, executive director of the International Scientific Association for Probiotics and Prebiotics, a non-profit collaboration of scientists that is funded in part by probiotic manufacturers. Now, prebiotics are non-digestible food ingredients, inulin, for example, that stimulate the growth or activity of probiotic bacteria. There are several obstacles to the identification of effective probiotic products. First, strain matters. The effects of probiotics are strain-specific, notes Dr. Sanders. Strains can differ in what they do, even within the same species, and only a small number of strains have proven benefits. Which ones? Well, unfortunately, you pretty much have to be a PhD in the field to be able to sort through all the research to find those that are reasonably substantiated, says Dr. Sanders. There are three parts to any bacterium's name. The genus, like Lactobacillus, the species, like Acidophilus, and the strain, like LA-5. 1L acidophilus strain does not necessarily have the same benefits as another L acidophilus strain. I compare it to being invited to meet George Clooney, says researcher Gregor Reed of the University of Western Ontario in Canada. Is it George Clooney, the Hollywood actor, or some other George Clooney? In the same way, you need to know more than just the first two parts of a probiotic's name to know what you are getting. Unfortunately, companies do not have to disclose which strains they put into their foods or supplements. Another obstacle to the identification of effective probiotic products is that dose matters. You cannot tell whether a probiotic will work unless you know how much is in what you are eating or taking, and the companies do not have to say. Another obstacle? Survival matters. A probiotic is useless if it is dead by the time you open the package. Even if the product has been shown to contain a suitable number of living bacteria on the day it is manufactured, says Dr. Reed, the consumer does not know if the bacteria are going to be available at the end of the product's shelf life. When the supplement testing website ConsumerLab.com recently analyzed 20 probiotic supplements, only 12 of the 20 contained the amount of live bacteria listed on the labels, and some had as little as 7% of what they were supposed to have. So here's some evidence for some of the most popular probiotic products. Dannon claims that its product Activia is scientifically proven to help with slow intestinal transit time. All of the research on Activia and the GI tract has been sponsored by Dannon. In 4 studies, it took 10 to 30 fewer hours for food to move through the digestive tracts of more than 350 healthy people after they ate 4 to 12 ounces of Activia a day for 10 to 14 days. Does faster transit time in people with no complaints translate into better regularity in people with occasional complaints? Well, no studies have investigated this. In chronically constipated Chinese women, 4 ounces of Activia a day led to one more bowel movement a week. But chronic constipation may have different causes than occasional irregularity. Dannon also funded a study to see if Activia could reduce GI symptoms. And among nearly 200 German women aged 18 to 60 who reported gas, bloating, and stomach rumbling and or abdominal discomfort, those who ate 8 ounces of Activia every day for 4 weeks reported less frequent rumbling and flatulence, but no change in discomfort and bloating, and no more frequent bowel movements than those consumed a yogurt without Activia's probiotics. So, the bottom line, Activia speeds transit time, and it may help relieve stomach rumbling and gas. However, it is not clear whether it can help with occasional irregularity. Dannon also claims that its DanActive product is clinically proven to help strengthen your body's defenses. To settle a consumer lawsuit, Dannon has agreed to remove from DanActive's label the word immunity and the claim that the fermented milk drink has a positive effect on the immune system. In the two Danon-funded studies that looked at whether DanActive could keep people from getting sick, mostly with colds or other upper respiratory infections, the drink failed. But it did slightly reduce the time that they stayed sick. In the first study, researchers gave 1,072 healthy French men and women with an average age of 76 either two servings of DanActive or a placebo every day for 3 months, and then they monitored them for another month. Over the 4 months, the DanActive takers were just as likely to get sick and to get sick just as severely as the placebo takers. But those in the DanActive group were ill for an average of 7 days during the 4 months, while the placebo takers were ill for an average of 8 days. In the second study, 180 older Italians who drank two servings a day of DanActive for 3 weeks during the winter were just as likely to get sick as 180 older Italians who did not drink DanActive. When they did get sick, however, they felt better within 7 days, and it took 9 days for the placebo takers, on average, to recover. So the bottom line here is that DanActive won't keep you from getting sick, but it might slightly reduce the time that you were ill. Yoplait claims that its Yo-plus cultures are clinically proven to help naturally regulate digestive health. Well, until competitor Danon complained to the Better Business Bureau in 2008, General Mills advertised that Yoplait Yo-plus, not just the probiotic cultures in it, helped with digestion, worked in 10 days, and was comparable to Danon's Activia. The Better Business Bureau's National Advertising Division agreed that General Mills did not have enough evidence for its claims. The company had never tested Yoplait on digestion, and the only study of one of the probiotics in yogurt, in which 30 young Japanese men and women averaged one extra bowel movement during the 2 weeks that they ate 3.5 ounces a day of yogurt with that probiotic, was hardly proof that it would do anything for Americans with occasional irregularity. General Mills eventually funded a study of 36 women and men who complained of bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or other bowel problems. Half were given a Yoplait-like drink every day, and half were given a placebo drink. After 6 weeks, food was moving through the digestive tracts of the probiotic takers about 4 hours faster than through the placebo takers' digestive tracts. But the study, which has not been published yet, was flawed. The two groups did not start out with similar transit times, so it is not clear how much of a difference, if any, the Yoplait made. Last spring, General Mills announced the results of another study, also unpublished. Yoplait improved, quote, overall digestive well-being among men and women who, quote, occasionally experienced symptoms of digestive discomfort, said the company. But it provided no details. So the bottom line with Yoplait is that there is little published evidence that Yoplait helps with regularity, irregularity, digestive discomfort, or anything else. Procter & Gamble claims that its Align probiotic is for people with healthy digestive function who are looking for help with occasional digestive upsets or who are interested in promoting their digestive health. Well, researchers have never tested a line in people with healthy digestive function. Instead, studies of a line have focused on people with irritable bowel syndrome. And irritable bowel syndrome patients suffer abdominal pain, discomfort, bloating, and a change in bowel habits with no apparent physical reason. In two studies, the probiotic in the Align product relieved some abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, flatulence, and problems with bowel movements. But in a third study, which was funded by Procter & Gamble, Align's manufacturer, 37 people who took Align for 8 weeks reported no greater relief in symptoms than 37 similar people who took a placebo. The results of this study have not been published yet. The bottom line here is that if you have irritable bowel syndrome, Align is worth a try, even though one study showed no benefit. Gero Formula has a product called Femdophilus, which claims to maintain or restore healthy vaginal flora that are important in maintaining vaginal health and to support the health of the urinary tract. Nearly 1 in 3 U.S. women between the ages of 14 and 49 has bacterial vaginosis, though many don't know it. Bacterial vaginosis increases the risk of becoming infected with some sexually transmitted diseases and of developing pelvic inflammatory disease, which can cause infertility. The lactobacilli in the vaginas of women with bacterial vaginitis are depleted and replaced with potentially harmful microorganisms, says researcher Gregor Reed. Reed and a colleague discovered 2 lactobacilli that can survive the trip through the GI tract and migrate from the rectum to the vagina. Could the bugs restore a healthy balance of bacteria there? To see, Reed and his colleagues gave 125 Nigerian women diagnosed with bacterial vaginitis a 7-day course of the antibiotic Flagyl metronidazole. The women who received pills with the probiotics contained in Femdophilus or placebo pills twice a day for 30 days. And a capsule of Femdophilus contains 5 billion of the 2 bacteria combined. At the end of the trial, 88% of the probiotic takers were free of bacterial vaginitis, compared with 40% of the placebo takers. A similar trial in Brazilian women produced similar results. We think the lactobacilli make the pathogenic bacteria in the vagina more vulnerable to the antibiotic by helping to break up a layer that these bacteria form to protect themselves, Dr. Reed explains. The bottom line, an antibiotic plus the probiotics in Femdophilus may help treat vaginal infections. No good studies have looked at Femdophilus and urinary tract infections. Yogurt is made by adding 2 probiotic bacteria to milk. The bacteria break down the milk's sugar, lactose, into lactic acid, which makes the yogurt more digestible for people with lactose intolerance. Many people believe that the bugs also can replenish your gut with healthy bacteria after you take antibiotics and can prevent vaginal yeast infections. But the evidence is scant. To change the balance of bacteria in the large intestine, probiotic bacteria first have to survive the strong acid of the stomach and the bile salts of the small intestine. In a French study, in adults who ate yogurt twice a day for 1 week, a probiotic bacterium survived passage through the gut in only 13 of 20 people, and another probiotic bacterium made it through in just 1 of 20. So what about eating yogurt to prevent the diarrhea and abdominal pain that antibiotics sometimes can cause? In the only study to look at commercial yogurt in generally healthy people, researchers in the United Kingdom gave 118 children and adults strawberry yogurt that contained 1 billion bacteria every day during the week that they took an antibiotic, and for 5 days after that. Another 120 patients received just the antibiotic. Eating yogurt while taking antibiotics did not prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea, the researchers concluded. However, among those aged 60 and older, yogurt eaters reported less flatulence and abdominal pain than those who got just the antibiotic. So it's possible that the yogurt eaters felt better because they expected the yogurt to help. The website of the National Yogurt Association cites a small study in which a yogurt with L. acidophilus, LA5, lowered the risk of recurrent vaginal candida infections. But there was no placebo group, so the results cannot be trusted. And finally, Bigelow claims that its probiotics tea aids the digestion and supports healthy digestion. Only two small studies, both funded by the company that holds the patent and trademark for the probiotic in Bigelow probiotic tea, have looked at the probiotic's impact on digestion. Every day for 2 months, 44 men and women who were diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea were given either a placebo or a capsule with about 3 times the probiotic in Bigelow tea. Both groups reported roughly the same very mild to mild abdominal pain and bloating. And the researchers did not ask the participants about diarrhea. 61 men and women, most of them living in the Dominican Republic, who complained of gas, bloating, or stomach pain after meals, were given capsules containing either a placebo or 8 times the probiotic in a Bigelow tea bag every day. And after 4 weeks, the probiotic takers reported slightly less pain, but they were just as likely as the placebo takers to have gas or bloating. Bottom line, Bigelow Probiotics tea is unlikely to do much to aid digestion. In the May 2010 issue of Nutrition Action Health Letter, Director of Nutrition Bonnie Liebman and Senior Nutritionist Jane Hurley report about some overrated and underrated foods. I'll use the remainder of this broadcast to draw your attention to the underrated watermelon. It's hard to find a soul from toddler to senior who does not love the juicy, sweet taste explosion set off by a bite of crisp watermelon. The next time someone tells you that they don't like fruit, ask them about watermelon. Contrary to what most people think, watermelon is no lightweight in the nutrient department. A standard serving of watermelon, that is about 2 cups, has 38% of a day's vitamin C, 32% of a day's vitamin A, and 7% of a day's potassium for only 85 fat-free, salt-free calories. You will not find 2 cups of many foods that go that easy on your waistline. A bonus is that watermelon is one of the, quote, clean 15, the fruits and vegetables with the fewest pesticide residues, according to the Environmental Working Group. And that's partly because the thick rind on watermelon keeps out both bugs and pesticides. And when they are in season, watermelons are often locally grown, which means that they may have a smaller carbon footprint than some other fruits. So the next time you walk past the watermelon to get to those petite plastic containers of expensive raspberries or blueberries, don't forget the filling, economical fruit that comes in its own container. Also among the underrated foods are leafy greens. Yes, you've heard that leafy greens are nutritional superstars. But if you are a typical American, the only greens in your grocery cart are likely to be lettuce and maybe spinach. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, except that you're missing out on powerhouse greens like kale, collards, turnip greens, mustard greens, and Swiss chard. So why do you skip them? If you're like most people, you do not have the foggiest idea how to cook them. Our advice is start with kale, which is one of the milder greens. Leafy greens are jam-packed with vitamins A, C, and K, folate, magnesium, potassium, calcium, iron, lutein, and fiber. And people who eat them have a lower risk of diabetes, stroke, colon cancer, cataracts, bone loss, and memory loss. Although it is also possible that healthy people are more likely to eat greens. Either way, you have a delicious new side dish that's cheap, even if you buy it pre-cut in a bag. Don't pass greens by. Well, we've reached the conclusion of this month's segment of Nutrition News. Please join me at the same time next month. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. I'm Ann Weller, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. It is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next month.